some members have long pledged a tax on financial transactions. But as James Tobin, its intellectual godfather, supposedly said, the levy is like the Loch Ness Monster. The idea occasionally pops up, then disappears for years. National vetoes might make taxing foreigners look attractive. Leaders said they would try to implement two such levies by 2023. A carbon border adjustment mechanism, a tariff on climate-unfriendly imports, which could raise 5 billion to 14 billion euros a year, and a less lucrative levy on mainly American tech firms. Yet these face problems too. The border mechanism is devilish to design and will be challenged at the World Trade Organization. America's opposition to a digital tax has stalled a parallel process at the OECD and given pause to governments trying to impose national versions. Contributions from members based on national income have long made up the bulk of the EU's budget. Every 7 years, countries grapple over minor adjustments to it. The summits are bruising, but governments retain control. Introducing fresh own resources would jolt them out of such zero-sum thinking, says Valérie Ayé, a French member of the European Parliament, and give heft to common priorities such as climate. The Parliament, which must approve last week's deal, will seek to ensure that governments' vows on own resources are not empty, she adds, yet it cannot force their hands. If the own resources discussion flops, countries could simply pay more into the next budget to repay the recovery fund debt. But history shows that governments under fiscal pressure prefer to cut the EU's spending, says Ms. Rubio. Common endeavours such as research were slashed to preserve the recovery fund last week. Still, a lot can happen before 2028. For the EU to borrow and redistribute hundreds of billions of euros would have seemed unimaginable a year ago. The topic of own resources was never sexy, says Mr. Monti. Now it is beginning to become so.